Good afternoon, everybody. I will come to you all through my presentation. I will talk about the nitrogen fixation of lentils under elevated CO2. I'm doing PhD in the University of Melbourne and working on the Australian Grain Free Air CO2 Enrichment Project. As you know, the atmospheric CO2 concentration is increasing after pre-industrial era, and at current time it's about 400 ppm, and we're projected the CO2 concentration. The CO2 concentration is increasing, and according to IPCC, the concentration is projected mid of this century will be 550 ppm, and end of the century was expected 700 ppm. And this increasing CO2 has impact on the climatic pattern, like changing the precipitation and heat and temperature. So the mostly this is the scenario saying Australian precipitation pattern will be changed from 2000 to 2015. Most of the area will be dry, and how the it impact with the crop production, I'd like to say. Mostly I focus on the legume nitrogen fixation. Nitrogen fixation is driven with the photosynthetic pattern as well. The higher CO2, this is the legume plant, if we can see. The plant photosynthesize, and the photosynthesis is going to the nodules. There is the bacteria is living, and they can fix the nitrogen from the atmosphere, and this fixed nitrogen is passing to the transport to the plant leaves for their development needed this nitrogen. The nitrogen, the several study already done with the soybeans, and they say the elevated CO2 stimulate the nitrogen fixation. There are the main mechanism actually driven from the elevated CO2 increase the nodules numbers, nodules biomass, and nodule activity as well, so that it stimulate the nitrogen fixation. So the process actually derived from here. The main things, the photosynthesis coming from the leaves, and from there the more photosynthesis, more sugar or sucrose is going down to the nodule, to the TCA cycle, and it stimulate the nodule activity and increase nitrogen fixation capability of crops, legume crops. But this nitrogen fixation potential of crop is extremely sensitive to the water limited condition. Normally, if the soil is drying, the bacteria, they are very susceptible, and they are going to die, and they cannot fix as much as plant need. There are some study already taken and undertaken, and it said the extent of nitrogen, extent of decrease of soil moisture, and the nitrogen fixation rate is more prominent in the ambient CO2 condition. The black line here, it's the ambient plant grown under ambient CO2 is more susceptible to the decreasing of soil temperature, moisture, compared to the higher CO2. So considering this trend, I'd like to see the normal field condition, how the high rainfall and the low rainfall season, the legumes, they respond in terms of the nitrogen fixation. And also, I also investigated the nitrogen allocation pattern in different plant organ, whether if the plant allocate more nitrogen to the grain, whether it improves again nitrogen concentration under higher CO2. So to address this question, the experiment was conducted in tier 2 season, and 2015 it was a very low rainfall, and 2016 it was a high rainfall season. The experiment was conducted in ambient and elevated CO2. My previous speaker already talk about the CO2, how the CO2 is injected into the ring. There are 4 ambient ring and 4 elevated ring, and we investigated 2 lentil genotypes. One is PBAs and another is HSS, so they have a different growth pattern in terms of yield and biomass production. So several parameters also measure the soil moisture in both season, photosynthesis and nodule parameter and nitrogen fixation. So the soil moisture pattern, it showed that in 2016 it was high rainfall and the soil moisture was comparably higher compared to the 2015. 15 was a bit drier, that's why at the later distance irrigation was applied slightly to keep the plant survive. As photosynthesis also measured in both years at the flowering stage, and it showed that in a high yield, high rainfall season, 2016 plant photosynthesis was greater compared to the 2015 in the dry season. Then the regulator of nitrogen fixation comes from the nodule parameters. The nodule biomass was comparably greater in high rainfall season, but it was lower in the 2015. And nodule activity also measured. It shows us like how much nitrogen is fixed per gram of nodule dry weight, and the activity was the completely higher in 2016 because of this activity is derived from the sugar and the other organic acid. The concentration also found to be greater in the wet season, which regulate them greater nitrogen fixation. So if you see the nitrogen fixation and uptake data, we can have a look at the, in 2015, the dry season, nitrogen fixation was very low, and we have measured the nitrogen fixation from flowering to the maturity, that it was comparably flat, so plant didn't fix much more after the flowering. But in 2016, the fixation was going up, and there was a lot of fixation after flowering till maturity. And this is the soil nitrogen uptake data. All, elevated grown plants always uptake less nitrogen compared to the ambient one because they can fix more. They have more photosynthesis and nodule number biomass, so they fix more and less rely on the soil nitrogen resources. The post-flowering nitrogen fixation also calculated, and it showed that in the dry year, the post-flowering nitrogen fixation was pretty lower here, but in 2016, because of soil moisture was higher, so plant fixed more, and it going up till maturity. And nitrogen demobilization also measured, but elevated CO2 have no effect, also it's higher, but this is not significant. And plant more immobilized nitrogen to the grain during the wet year, but not in the dry year. This is the total the nitrogen budget data. It showed that how much nitrogen allocated in the above and below ground part. So this part, the whole total nitrogen here, and this is the amount of nitrogen is coming from the soil. The proportion was greater in the dry year. Plant approximately 50% nitrogen is coming from the soil and 50% air, but in the wet year, the plant fix more, approximately 30% they have taken from the soil and the rest coming from the air. And this is the grain nitrogen allocation pattern, also saying more or less similar pattern, was approximately 50% in the wet air, dry air from the soil, and the other was from the air. The total grain yield, if we compare between the seasonal pattern, in the 2016 it was higher because the yield increased for both genotypes proportionally in the wet year, but the response was not significant in 2015. Both ambient and elevated grown plant had the similar yield. This is the grain nitrogen concentration. The grain nitrogen concentration was lower under elevated CO2 in the wet year, but it increased slightly in 2016. This is the normally We have some issue to discuss with elevated CO2 and plant nitrogen concentration. Normally it going down, the plant when grown under elevated CO2, but for the legumes the effect is slightly lower because the legume can fix the nitrogen from the air and they can uptake from the soil, so two nitrogen resources, so they can slightly overcome the higher CO2 impact. So in summary, I'd like to say the elevated CO2 more response in the wet season and it fix more and allocated more nitrogen to the grain so that it can overcome the decrease of nitrogen concentration that happened and the higher CO2. And comparing these two cultivar, we found PBA, it fix greater nitrogen in the dry air, but these two cultivar types perform in the similar way in the wet season. And thank you all.
Total amount of nitrogen fixation doesn't change much, but soil drive nitrogen change across different years. Well, this is something you expected. Looks like a pretty consistent nitrogen fixation amount across different environment. But that's something you expected also.
It's like here, this is the 2015 actually, it was like it's actually not double, like 1.5-fold higher compared to other season. And another thing, CO2 response actually is different.
Thank you, Shahad. Yeah, you can talk to him later.